Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. A police operation has been taking place in Paris this morning. 200 police officers are attempting to evacuate crack users near the gardens of Yole and Stalingrad. The decision to act was taken by the local police head, Didier Lallemand, after consultation with the Ministry of the Interior. The situation was becoming increasingly tense with local residents, who no longer wanted them near their homes, and they will now be transported by bus to a sector further away. This is a temporary solution, pending alternative arrangements being made by the Paris Town Hall, according to the police headquarters. There has been a tough blow for the European space industry. The Ariane Group will cut 600 jobs in France and Germany by 2022. The decision aims to restore competitiveness in the face of fierce competition from the American company SpaceX. Each plant is concerned, and the production site in the Ur region will also be transferred to Germany. A virtual reality headset has been developed to allow perpetrators of domestic violence to put themselves in their victims' shoes. The new device will be presented today by the Justice Minister, Éric Dupond-Moretti, who is on a visit to Poitiers. The experiment will last 3 months, before a possible rollout through the rest of France within a year. 5 people have been arrested earlier this week in Hauts-de-Seine, Nièvre and Charente-Maritime. They are suspected of having planned an attack on a Masonic lodge last May. The men, aged 23 to 48, are part of a small neo-Nazi group known as Honour and Nation. 3 other members of the group had already been indicted for criminal terrorist association in early May and placed in pre-trial detention. In the United States, Derek Chauvin wants to appeal his sentence of 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. The former American police officer has been criticizing the judge for not having ordered the solitary confinement of the jurors during the trial that took place last June in Minnesota. And finally, to news of the death of Paul Quilès, the former minister of François Mitterrand. He died this morning at the age of 79. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.